Hello, everybody, and welcome back to season two of Young Excellence.
Yay, yay.
Oh, yay, yay.
We've been waiting so long for this to be happening and put so much work and effort into it.
Yes, we put in a lot of work, a lot of effort. It doesn't seem like that long because it's only been like 6 months for us, but it still feels like a long time.
I know. I've seen podcasts where they do season two like, fuck, I forgot my pillow. Should I grab it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go walk away with those.
All right, guys, I'm back. I have to grab my pillow. I don't feel comfortable without holding it. But yeah, we've been putting in a lot of work and a lot of effort into trying to create this. And if you're a listener, you can actually go check us out on YouTube, which is part of like what we've been trying to do. You could check us out on YouTube at Young Excellence Podcast. You could see our beautiful set that we set up.
Yes.
Our new equipment, if you listened to last podcast.
Our amazing plant and candle.
Yeah, that candle that smells really good. We just tried to make it look cool. Because I've seen podcasts like of our size.
Yeah.
And they do video, but I'm like they don't put no effort into the into the video. They just like sit there in their chairs and they talk. Or they do it like a Zoom call and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, at least put a little bit of effort, make it look better for like the people watching. But yeah, so we've been putting a lot of effort in for that. You guys get to finally see our beautiful faces other than Instagram. You get to see our good sides and our bad sides. I'm pretty sure this is my bad side.
No.
Before I was all trying to practice how when I take a picture, which one I usually pose with.
Oh my gosh.
Charlene, she looks good all the time. So that's why she's sitting on that side, the main side.
The main side, but hit it.
Hit it.
Real people. Real people. Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way, because hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Boom, you guys didn't know we were going to come back like that. I told you guys last time that as soon as you guys press play, it's going to be crazy.
Yes.
Obviously, when you press play, you're just going to hear us talking, but you have to listen to a little bit to get to the good part.
But how's everything been? It's been a couple weeks
since we've been I've gone. Missed recording so much. It felt like so long. And Charlene just, like last week, I think it was, we were both saying, we're like, fuck, we miss recording so much. It feels like we haven't done it in forever.
I know.
And she was like, oh, let's put out a 2.5.
A 25.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought about it, actually.
Yeah.
And I was like, we can't. We already told him that it was going to be our last episode, and it just wouldn't be right. And then I was like, oh, we could put out a season two trailer. And then I was like,
I was like, no, we're like, not going to do that.
What are we going to talk about? Yeah. Well, podcasts do it, but I was like, really, what are we going to talk about? And the reason waiting this long for season two wasn't actually going to be supposed to be this long, but it was because we actually got our equipment, our new equipment in.
Yeah, if you heard the last podcast, Jaden was saying that he wanted to like buy some new equipment for us.
Your voice sounds good. Sorry to interrupt you, but it sounds really good. We finally could hear ourselves talking. Yeah. If you listen to the past ones, I would even get like, because the software we were using, I would wear my earbuds and there was a latency when we were talking. So I would talk and then it would echo back. And so I'm like, blah, blah, blah. So now I can finally hear myself talking, and Charlene, I can hear her voice and vice versa.
Yeah, and I can hear the same thing
because
I couldn't hear. But what was I saying again? So Jay was like saying that he wants to get us this equipment, and I was like, dude, if you believe in it, you do it. And he's like, well, I don't know.
I was so scared. I kept calling her over and over, and I get like the shakes and the sweats when I'm nervous about doing stuff.
And I get kind of annoyed if I say yes, and he's like, are you sure? Are you sure?
It's because the way Charlene portrays stuff, it makes it seem like she's like, yeah, go ahead, just do it so you can shut up and we don't talk about it no more.
I wasn't even saying it like that.
But that's how I was taking it. And then finally, the whole reason I brought it up, like this whole equipment I wouldn't have found. It wasn't even like a thought in my mind until I saw it one day. I was doing podcast research and we were laying in bed and it popped up and I was like, ooh, let's look into this. And I found this thing that we're used to recording right now. Like, we don't even need to use, we used to use our computer, and we're like, when we're already thinking about season two, how we're going to set it up, we're like, okay, where's the computer going to go? Because there's no space. And we usually just record with it here on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not going to look right. And if you guys notice on video, we don't have no computer. We actually get to just record through this, the Rodecaster Pro, if you guys are just listeners.
Yeah.
We have this machine that we get to record to, no computer, no nothing, and we just put it in the computer, drop it for you guys, and that's it. Edit it, obviously.
That's amazing. I really, if you are wanting to start your own podcast, I recommend buying it.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It's a little bit on the pricier side, but
I think what it does, it's
worth it.
Yeah.
It's very worth it.
Sorry, we're talking. Usually podcasts don't talk about their equipment, but I'm just really surprised by it. We're talking
about it because you mentioned it last podcast. Yeah. We're like, oh, we don't know if we're
going to get equipment. And we got these good mics that go with the machine.
And then we come with these headphones.
Yeah, I got us headphones. We're blessed. I was so scared to spend the money. I was like, fuck.
I was like, do it. If I say it, I was like, if it's going to make us better, sound better, and everything better for season two, then do it.
I know. That's how I was thinking too. But as I said last episode of season one, I was like, I just don't want it to be a stupid decision. And after it came in and all that, I'm like so happy that I got it.
Very grateful.
Because like we did some test runs with the audio, and the audio sounds so way better than the one before.
Way better.
But yeah.
We've come a long way from the first episode. For real.
If we had video back then, it would have looked literally like those other podcasts. We would have just been sitting in our living room when we were in our old house. And with our little clip-on microphones, we had him on our shirt here.
And it'd be like, can you turn on the heater? I'm cold. And he's like, oh.
Because those mics picked up anything, any little sound, you could hear it. And when we would talk too loud, like, yeah, like screaming, these ones don't. Like, they don't, we can see if they...
My laugh isn't that loud. And I laugh loud.
Yeah, and with those ones, you reach a certain point and it starts going, like, breaking up the audio.
Yeah,
and I don't know, it just sucked. And then we got our mics that we were using, and now we have, like, professional equipment, so I guess you can call us professional podcasters. I think 6 months is enough time to get the hang of it.
It's, but we're not, like, up there with, like, everybody else, but we're pretty...
Yeah, I think we're pretty good.
Pretty good.
But I'm so happy we pulled the plug. And it feels so good to be back.
Yeah, it does feel good. I was going to say, Jaden's been talking about like Kanye's album dropping.
Oh, yes. We have a bunch of news for you guys. We can't really say today's news or this week's news is our actual like thing we have.
Yeah.
Because it's been way too long for it to be that. Yeah. But Donda finally dropped. Drake's album finally dropped, and they both, I don't know if Kanye threw shots at Kanye, I mean Drake, but Drake threw shots at Kanye. You season three is coming.
Oh, my block season four is coming.
This year has been a great year for our shows. After waiting for like 2-3
forever
years for our shows, On My Block, new season coming, You season three coming, Sex Education, if you guys know what that is, on Netflix is coming.
That's pretty good.
What other ones? That Wu-Tang show on Hulu is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm blessed here for my shows that I watch. Charlene's shows, she's just been watching...
reruns. Like, I haven't really got into anything. I finished watching Vampire Diaries, but I really haven't really picked up any other show.
Yeah, so that's all right.
Just rewatching.
I keep trying to get her into the shows I watch, but she never like gets interested into them.
I don't. Because he likes shows that are like... I wouldn't know how to explain them.
I don't know either.
I don't know, but I just really don't like his shows. Or, like, the movies he watches. He watches, like, romantic comedies, and I don't like watching romantic comedies.
Hey, you have to at least watch one, because I watch your budget videos with you.
I know.
I actually like him, though, but... I don't know.
Like, he tried to, like, show me this one's, like, called, like, Two Hearts or something like that. I'm like...
That movie, you've mentioned it before on the podcast, and it's not one of my favorite movies. I just put it on. I thought it was pretty good, but the first time I watched it, I wasn't actually paying attention. So I was like, oh, it looked like a good movie from the things I saw. So I was like, maybe Charlene will like it. And she was like, what the fuck is this?
I do not like romantic comedies.
She's like, I don't want to watch no chick flick.
I don't like him. I just can't watch them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, but we watched Sweet Girl. If you haven't watched that, it's a really
Sweet
good movie.
Yeah. Oh, Sweet Girl. Yeah. And Clickbait. Clickbait was a crazy show.
I stayed up one night to like 12 watching it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back into like some serious topics.
Yeah, we're gonna have some real good topics for you guys. Come back from season one. Is that how you would say it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I was gonna say come back from season two, but that doesn't really make sense.
But, like, Jaden likes to write down, like, our topics, and he, like, likes to get, like, interesting stuff for, like, us to have a conversation about.
Yeah, so at least we're not, like, just trying to freeball it in his, like, awkward silence. If you guys are watching the video, you get to see, like, our awkward faces and stuff, especially Charlene, because sometimes I say some pretty weird stuff, and her face is like, yeah.
But this one says, what makes people sometimes settle for less?
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. When it comes to saying when people settle for less, I think it all comes with, like, opportunities. Because not everybody gets the same opportunities as everybody else.
Yeah.
So you say, like, someone born into a family with money.
A wealthy family.
Yeah. And their family has all these connections to their whatever they want to do in life. And they have all these connections. So they get better opportunities than another person that's, like, safe from here.
Yeah.
We'll use somebody, say, born in California with money, yada, yada, and someone born here in Vegas without much money and stuff. They're not going to have the same opportunity. So this person here may try and do what they want to do and fail, and they just settle for that because there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But so that person from California gets money or has money, has connections, is able to get with all these people and get what they want a lot faster, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, imagine, like, okay, so their family, they don't ever really have to work because, or have to look for a job because, like, let's say their family has a company.
I know a bunch of people here in Vegas like that.
Oh, I know, me too. But, like, say their family has a company, so, like, they're like, oh, well, when you turn 18, you can come work for the family company. Which is here, you have to go out, find your job, get,
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. If you're watching the video, I'm all sweaty.
I'm a little
It's oily. A little hot in here.
I feel like you're just nervous.
Yeah, probably.
But, so I feel like here versus, like, somebody here who has to, like, find a job, get that start opportunity to make experience, because everybody wants experience.
Yeah.
And then you have to work up from there.
But I think some people just they don't have, like, the will or the motivation to keep going after they don't get what they really shoot for.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people don't have motivation to do it. And that's kind of sad because you should have, like, it's me. Like, when I was working at the hair salon, I was like, okay.
I know. See, that's a perfect example. You can say that I was working at the post office, at the hair salon, and you could have settled for that after, like, you could have just stayed there and settled for that. But no, you're like, you picked yourself back up and you got a better job. It took a while. Like, it was a struggle for a little bit, but you were able to find one.
Yeah,
but exactly. I feel like some people don't think like that. As soon as something goes bad, they're like, just leave it. We're not going to try no more. It was just meant to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, don't get me wrong. I love doing hair. I still do hair. It's just
that obviously you could tell. Look at her beautiful hair.
It needs to be done.
Charlene's really good. She gave me a haircut because we thought we're gonna do the podcast a lot earlier, so like we'll look good, look at least presentable.
I'm like, what are you doing? Because he's like, oh, I want to like take a picture so we can upload it for the podcast. I was like, okay, well, when I get home, I need you to be ready, dressed.
It's like, she expected me to get ready, and I didn't even feel good looking.
I got ready. I woke up that morning. I got ready.
You guys know, if you're a guy, you know a good haircut. You need a good haircut to feel like you're
good looking. But the thing is, looking. I was coming home to cut your hair.
You expected me to be dressed before I had a haircut?
Yeah.
Mm-mm, that's not the way it goes.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly the way it goes. Mm-mm. So I get back, and I'm like, what are you doing? I told you to be ready. He's like, I just don't feel cute. And I'm like, okay, we're going to go cut your hair now. You're going to jump in the shower, and then we're going to get ready. So he did that, and then we came back, and I was like, okay, well.
Check out the pictures on Instagram.
I was like, okay, well, now let's go out to dinner because it's been a while
since we've
been out to dinner.
It was on Sunday, usually my cheat day, and we got all dressed up and all that, and then Charlene mentioned, she's like, oh, I kind of just want to watch movies and eat pizza.
Yeah, I was like, okay, either I want to sit home and watch movies and eat pizza, or we're going to go out and eat pizza.
Yeah, and then I was like, we're already all dressed up. Why put on warm-ups and stuff and lay here? You already have your makeup on, your hair was all done, and you're wearing a cute outfit. Why not just go out and enjoy? Which was fun.
So we did. It was nice, but I feel like it's been so long since me and him have gone out on a date.
We usually just grab food and eat food here.
Yeah, ever since we moved in together, that's like our thing. We would just be like, you want to go home and eat and watch a movie? And like,
me and Charlene are homebodies. We like to be home
most of the time. Yeah, we really do. Unless we like go to Santa Fe for the day. And then even at that, we're like, it'll be like 12 and you're like,
yeah, especially home. When there's nothing to do over there. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I miss like going out to watch a movie and stuff. We used to like go from like 7 in the morning
to like nighttime. Like 8 or 9.
Yeah, and we would just like have such a blast. And now we're like, oh,
trying to find things to do.
And I feel like it's because of COVID. COVID like really put that in us to like, oh, should just stay home.
I think that did that to everybody.
Yeah,
kind of just got in that mindset, just like being but home is
when we go
better.
To California, we can't be doing that.
I know. Imagine we go on a trip to California and we're like, fine, I don't want to go nowhere. I know that won't happen because that would be like a big thing to do. I wouldn't want to stay in the hotel all the time. But I think like after a long day, you don't want to go to a restaurant and eat.
Yeah. But we are planning a trip to go somewhere. We don't know where. We don't know when. I kind of want to go for his 21st because like Jaden.
I think it would be fun to go for my 21st, but I think we've talked about on the podcast how we were planning to go to Vegas for my 21st.
Yeah.
But I don't think I want to go to Vegas.
No, I feel like it's really hyped up, especially on your 21st, just because, like, I'd rather you be home in a safe environment to get effed up.
Yeah, and I'm not even a fan of drinking in the first place.
But it's your 21st.
I won't have fun.
But it's your 21st.
Baby, you know how I am.
Bible it right here right now. I never drank until my 21st birthday, ever. Jaden was there. And I got fucked up.
Yeah, she did.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
I drank so much tequila. And that was my thing. I was like,
because she literally drank like a whole bottle of
Kinky, a bottle of tequila, and like some margaritas.
Yeah.
And I drank everything. And I'm so sick. And my stress, she got sick before me because I like, I have a
heart. That was before me and Charlene lived together, so I didn't have to deal with her that night.
Yeah,
I think you just fell asleep.
Home. I'm like, can't you spend the night?
You just fell asleep after, right?
Yeah. But like, it's your 21st. We have to get you out there.
I don't know. I just not a fan of drinking.
Oh, I know. I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a big old party for you. I'm like the person who likes to plan birthdays.
Okay, this is my perfect trip. For my 21st, even anytime, I would like, after researching trips, because me and Charlene, as you guys listen, if you listen to the first season, we're thinking of going on a trip. And so when I was looking into it, I figured that Florida sounds a lot funner than California.
Ooh, let's go to Florida and get fucked up.
So I was like, Florida sounds fun. They have Disney World. They have Universal Studios. They have all these fun things to do. So I would like to go get the tickets for Disney World, go have fun there, Universal Studios. I don't like roller coasters because they get me sick as fuck.
And okay, but yeah, you want to go to Universal Studios.
Because they have the movie stuff. I don't think they're a roller coaster place.
They are a roller coaster place. I've been there.
Then why don't the commercials show it? Yeah.
BB, they do. They have the Harry Potter.
That doesn't look like a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster. It's like, that shit gets you sick. They have they have all the Harry Potter ones. They have a Shrek one where like Donkey spits at you. I've been on all of them.
Are they scary? Are they big ones?
They're big ones.
Really?
They're bigger than the ones here. They're like Six Flags.
Is there anything where you don't have to get on the roller coasters?
I mean, you don't have to get on the roller coasters, but then, like, what's the point of going?
Well, isn't there, like, props and stuff
there
where you
is.
Have to go see?
There is.
Then we could go see
but
that.
But that's not on the fun side of the park. You have to go to the fun side.
Okay, maybe I'll man up and go. Isn't there, like, pills you could take so you don't throw up?
Yeah. They even sell them for like planes and stuff.
Yeah, then I'll take some of those. It's not that I'm afraid of it. It's just I don't like throwing up.
Yeah.
I would never go to Six Flags though.
Yes, you are.
Mm-mm. If I go, I ain't going with you on nothing.
Finish telling us what your perfect 21st birthday.
It's going to one of those and then we find some good places to eat and we can go to the beach. We enjoy the ocean. We have a good time,
but
you know?
If we're going to Florida, they have like this really great water park and I would plan to go there. But it's your 21st, so I'm planning not to barely sleep any because we're going out. We is going out. You know how long I've been waiting for you to turn 21?
Let's
3
see.
Years.
10 years.
3 years. Because we're 3 years apart.
I bet you guys watching YouTube right now, you couldn't tell that Charlene's older. I feel like I look a lot older than you. You look younger than yourself. I say Charlene looks like she's like 20, 21. And I look like I'm 24, 23. And actually, we're opposite.
22.
Me?
Yeah.
Thanks.
But no, like, we're going out. It's your 21st birthday. There's no way in hell I'm going to let you just be a bum.
Who knows? It ain't going to be a bum. I just have fun in different ways other than drinking and stuff.
Baby, it's your 21st. We waited. Like, I waited.
We got to get rid of that stigma. We can't keep that up.
Of what? What stigma?
You have to go get drunk and stuff on your 21st.
But you do.
Not me.
Yeah, you are.
Not me.
We'll see. You are.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll more than likely be doing podcasts by then still, obviously.
Oh, you guys are going
to
see
him. And you guys will get to hear about our experience.
We'll film a podcast while he's imagine drunk.
Imagine we're set up in the hotel room just real quick and I'm all drunk during the podcast. That would be the funniest one ever.
I would love it. I want to go get wine drunk with you. I want to come home and be like, baby, I had a long
I think it would be nice to go to a wine tasting thing.
Oh,
do they do that over there in Florida?
No, they do in California.
Pretty sure we could find some place.
I want to go. I just want to go wine tasting all day. Have some cheese and bread.
I think it'd be good. Make a charcuterie board.
I know. Maybe we could set one up here.
Yeah, one day.
One day.
I'm so sorry, guys. My contacts are bothering me.
That's okay. So you have here written down, fearing the future.
Do you feel the future?
100% I
fear the future.
I remember going into 2020 and I was like, Mom, like, were you scared to start up? Because, like, in 2010, I was like, how old was I?
2010?
Yes.
You were like, what, 15?
No, it was like 11.
If you guys are new, because we're on YouTube now, if you guys are new, there's a running joke that I like to make fun of Charlene's age because he's so much older than me.
I had 3 years.
3 years and 4 years and then 3 years and 4 years.
It's always three and a half.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so going to 2020, I was like, Mom, like, are you scared to go into, like, the 2000s? And she's like, no. She's like, everybody else was because I guess there was, like, this big old thing about going into the 2000s that the world was going to end.
The 2010s?
No, the 2000s. No, because I was saying that about the 2010s, I was alive for the 2010s, but, like, or I was alive for 2000s too, but I was a baby.
Yeah.
But 2010, I was, like, too into my own life. And now that I'm older, I was like, oh, it's scary, a new decade. What's this going to be like?
In the 2010s.
In the 2020s, baby.
Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention. My eyes bother me too much.
Take it out.
I'm okay, because then I'll be blind.
That's okay, you don't have to say.
But you were scared to go into the 2020s?
Yeah, and I was, and I had a good damn feeling about it, because guess what happened? COVID, pandemic.
COVID-19.
And hornets, what are they called?
The wasps. Yeah. That felt like so long ago. That felt like 2019.
I know. But fearing the future, how do you feel about it?
Right now, I'm not really fearing the future.
No?
Well, maybe.
What are we scared
maybe
about?
Like right now at this moment that we're filming the podcast and stuff, no. But I feel like it's a thought that I get once in a while.
What do you get scared about?
Where we'll be. Not as a relationship or anything, but like in life and stuff. Yeah. Like what this whole, like we've said, this whole year, this year and a half or whatever has been crazy stuff happening. Who knows what the stuff that's coming is going to be.
Yeah.
Good. It could be the best thing ever and it could be the worst, but we'll never know. That's the crazy part about it.
No, I feel that. Like I get scared. Well, I don't think it's about stuff like that. I think about like how the world's going to be. I'm like, oh, are we going to have food? Is the ocean going
to
be
plummeted? Charlene likes to stress about stuff that's not even going to pertain to us. We'll die before that happens.
Jaden, you can't think like that. We just have to say that. So I do fear stuff about that. I think about like, oh, they said that we only have fresh air till.
What are some little things that you fear?
Little things I fear about the future.
Mm-hmm.
Financial wise, I got
scared. Yeah, me too. What about it?
That I won't have a job, and that I won't have money.
Maybe we always figure something out.
I know we will. And it's not that I just get worried just of struggling because we struggled our whole lives. I don't want to continue struggling. You know what I mean?
I know. And that's the good part about it because we know that drive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I just realized before filming the podcast, I was like, okay, we could, I'll probably wear a hat if one day I ever have a bad hair day. And I can't even wear one because, oh, I could.
You can. I've seen them.
Fuck, I'm telling you guys, I'm like the worst thinker
He's
ever.
He's a little slow sometimes.
When it's on the spot, I'm not the best.
One time we were having like, my family likes to have a family yard sale every year. And this is like a couple years ago, and we go to the family yard sale. I'm like holding the rug. My auntie's like, can you guys help me put this rug away? And I'm like, fold it in half. And he's like, oh, pull it on the ground. He's like, and I'm like, fold it in half.
She wanted me to walk towards her
no,
to fold it.
No, because I was holding it in the middle. I'm like, Jaden, look. And he's like, I'm like, just look at
you
me.
You should have. I'm a visual learner. You have to show me what you did.
I was showing you. I said, look at
After
me.
After you finished it, you could have shown me you doing it.
I swear. And he does that all the time. Like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. And then it makes me irritated. I'm like, what the hell? But yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
We were also saying about fearing the future. Yeah, that's what we're on. I fear about our little puppies. I don't want to lose them.
You don't want to lose them?
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know. Delay. You kind of cut out for a second. I didn't really know what happened. But I don't really fear, but because they're living happy lives. They all seem pretty happy. So if they pass away, it's okay. As long as they're happy.
No, it's not okay. I feel like these are kind of big for me.
I think they do look kind of big.
On me?
No, just like in general. Okay. Because they stick out a lot. Okay. On you, they don't look too bad. Me, I feel like they're like, whoof.
But
like,
you also have a big head.
Wow. Thanks.
Just kidding.
What else? How have you been?
I've been good. I've been working. You know me. Working and grinding.
With this new machine, we actually get little buttons that we could play sounds. That's exactly how we played our intro, if you're listening. And we were like, ever since we ordered this stuff, we're like, all right, we got to get sounds that we're going to want to play on the podcast.
Yeah.
And we still have it. We have this really cool one that Charlene, we found while we were watching. And I was like, no way, we need to put that in the podcast whenever Charlene says something funny or, I don't know, you're talking truth. And then, but we still have it. So don't worry, as we go on, we'll start learning more about this. We just got it the other day, and we just got these yesterday, so we're still learning.
Yeah. Also, I want to talk about, it's going to be the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
What's going on? The lights, like, dimmed and stuff?
I think it's because of the breaker.
Yeah, maybe.
But the 20th anniversary of 9/11, it's just so crazy that it's going to already be 20 years.
I know, it happened the year I was born.
Yeah, like a month after you were born.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I always hear that my grandpa and grandma talking about it, how they saw it on TV and stuff when it was happening.
I remember the 10-year anniversary about it, and I'm like at the time, I'm like, really, like, what's going on? I always heard about 9/11, but I really didn't know what it was. So I was in middle school.
Yeah.
And they were showing us about it because, like, by the time you're in middle school, you're, like, you're like, more aware
of it. You understand things a lot better.
And one of my friends was like, yeah, he's like, I remember when it was happening because, like, I was in preschool, and I guess he was in preschool, too. And he was like, yeah, my mom, he was like, I remember them, like, releasing us from school and stuff, like, in a big old line.
Yeah.
And he was like, because we didn't know. And I was like, wow, like, I remember that.
I was too young to remember. I don't even remember the 10-year anniversary.
Remember the 10-year anniversary. So
I kind of just remember being in elementary school and they're like, oh, a moment of silence for like the 9/11 stuff. And that's all I remember about it.
Yeah. No, it's just like so crazy. That's already going to be 20 years that this life.
I know. And we're still dealing with the same people that caused all of it pretty much. I don't want to say the name wrong. Because I know there's, like, ISIS.
Is it the Taliban?
Al-Qaeda. Is that the same one? Taliban, too. I don't know. Either one. I think they're all the same thing, pretty much. Just, like, different groups.
Yeah.
But we're still dealing with them.
Yeah. And especially going on with, like, today's news about, like, Biden pulling out our troops and everything from over there. It's just so crazy that it's already going to be 20 years.
I know. And there's troops passing away and everything. Poor them.
People really.
I'm excited for Jeff's podcast because his mom was in the tower when they hit it.
She was in the tower?
Yeah. So I'm excited to hear about that one.
She's going
to
be on there.
Yeah, he says that he got her and his dad too.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
It's so crazy. I remember like watching things like saying like, about these people that are like, oh, the life-changing things. They're like, I forgot something at my house. I had to turn back.
Yeah.
So-and-so. I'm like, that's
so I used to be so amazed watching the videos of it. Like, I know it's a bad thing, but I used to think it was like the craziest thing watching the plane hit the, because there's people like recording it in, from like across the street and stuff.
But there was no phone. Well, there was phones, but there wasn't.
That's, there's videos on YouTube. That's how I watched him. They're like had, in different buildings.
They had camcorders.
Yeah. And they hit the thing and I'm like, what the fuck? Because the plane looks all tiny compared to the building, but up close, it's like huge.
Mm-hmm. So I remember watching those conspiracy theory videos, like that the plane, it was basically saying that like the U.S. planned it.
Yeah.
And that it would show like the plane hitting the towers. The
tower, yeah.
And then like it would disappear.
Or, I don't know, there's a big old conspiracy about it, how there's the, how the beams or something, the way they were, they're cut or something.
Yeah, a lot of people wasn't right. Yeah, they were saying it sounded like, a lot of people, even a lot of people that were there would say that, like, it sounded like an explosion happened.
Yeah.
Not like the plane, like,
and then the some people were saying that the planes were CGI'd onto hitting the thing, and then the explosion is what hit it, or I don't know. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff about it.
And like, they would also say like, that the planes were too small to make that much damage and stuff.
Who knows?
Then again, if you actually listen, there's like a lot more stuff going around the world, because this didn't only happen to us. It happened to Israel. I don't remember what they did to Israel, but I think they overtook a plane over there. They took over multiple planes. They even made a plane about it. I think it's like called flight something.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically about how they took over one of the flights and were gonna crash the flight.
Yeah.
And so the people inside of it took over and they crashed, but they all called their families and left in voicemails.
Poor them. Imagine having to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, they're heroes because they like, okay, we're all going to band together. And versus the plane hitting like a building, it just crashed.
Yeah.
So.
In Israel?
No, it was here. It was here. They took over a flight here.
Oh, yeah. There was a plane, I think, that just like, it didn't hit nothing, right?
No, it just crashed.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because the people inside took it over. But I wonder how they got that story.
Which one? How the explosions or something?
No, not that one. The story about the people.
Maybe there was recordings or something.
Maybe there was a.
Maybe the.
Oh, the black box.
The pilot was. What's that?
The box. Like
the recording thing?
The box that always records the whole. But it wouldn't record the voices, though.
I don't know. Maybe the pilot did something.
I don't know. But they got the story somehow. Unless there was one survivor, but I'm pretty sure no one survived.
I don't
survived.
Know. We didn't do no research on this. We just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, we just wanted to talk about it because...
when is it? What's today? The 8th?
Today's the 8th.
So...
Sunday. Saturday.
Saturday is 9/11. Getting back to the settling for less, do you think you're one of those type of people where if shit goes wrong, you kind of just like... You're like, oh, we'll just leave it at that. We'll stop.
That's how
you
I
think
am.
You're like that?
Yeah.
How come? What do you do that you think you're like that?
I just feel like I'm like, okay, well, this is what's going on in life. I have to accept it.
There's a difference between accepting what happens and keep pushing to get even better and stuff.
Yeah. Well, what do you think I do?
I think you push and stuff.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think you settle for less because look at, we had to move into here. You, after you lost your... You left the shop and stuff. You got a better job and stuff. And we're doing fine now. We're settled in. We're pretty comfortable and happy.
Yeah. And I'm already looking. I'm like, okay, we have to find a place. I'm like doing research.
Yeah.
And then, but like, it's so hard because I'm like, oh, we have to do rent to own. I'd rather do like a rent to own. I don't know.
I don't think I think at some, I used to be one of those type of people.
You know, I really want to talk about that. I want to talk about like how far you've come as a person. Jaden, yeah. He was, like, when I first met him, the quietest, like, little thing I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would not speak up for yourself at all.
I know.
And I'm, like, so proud of you. Like, look at you today.
I've always wondered this. How do you see me now compared to when we first started dating? Because when me and Charlene first started dating, if you guys are new, I was, what, 14?
Yeah.
And okay. Charlene was 17?
I was 17.
Just turned 7? Or going to turn 18?
I was going to turn 18.
So we were little, and we've been together for a while. So how do you see me now compared to back then?
Back then, I felt like I had to protect you. Like,
that's how I kind of felt. When we used to go to McDonald's, she used to have to order for me.
I used to order for you.
She used to have to talk for me all the time.
Yeah. And, like, versus now, like, I feel like you're my protector. I feel like, okay, like, now, I'm like, okay, well, can you do this? Can you order this? And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll talk.
Yeah.
And so, like, you've come, like, a really long way. you've just grown and matured so much versus like back then.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you, baby. But yeah, I think I used to be one of those people to settle for less or like settle for what happens. Like,
yeah.
Like if something would go wrong, it's just like, I'll leave it. Yeah, I'm not like, going to try no more.
His glasses broke and he just taped them.
Was that during when we were dating? Yeah. Or before? I think it was in middle school.
No, we were dating. This is high school, unless you broke him twice. And then now I'm like...
I did break him twice. Before in middle school, I had the little wire ones.
You still had them like in high school.
Like the grandpa glasses.
You still had them in high school.
And then in high school, I finally got some like better ones. But no, they broke too. This was like
freshman year they broke.
Didn't I have those ones? The nicer ones?
I don't know. I never saw your ones in middle school.
They were like grandpa glasses.
But like now he's like searching for glasses. I'm like, oh yeah, get two pairs. And he's like, one's fine. I'm like, what if you break him? He's like, we're not bougie. You get one.
Yeah. I'm not going to buy two when I wear them all day, every day. What am I doing? Switch back and forth?
Yeah.
And then if I don't use it, one's just going to sit there and go to waste.
No, it won't go to waste.
Yes, it will.
It won't. Yeah. So settling for less. I feel like now you wouldn't settle for less. I mean, look at everything that's happened. Like, with you, because you keep mentioning how you want to find a job. Like, if you really want to settle for less, you'd be like, okay, well, then I'm going to just go work at, like, Taco Bell or something. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do that. You won't put yourself through that.
Remember when I used to be in school, in high school, and I was like, oh, I'm going to work at Taco Bell.
That was his thing. I'm like, you don't want to work there? He's like, yeah, I do.
I think I used to say it all the time. I'm like, well, I'm going to work here one day when we would go eat there. I couldn't even. I don't even know what Jaden back then was thinking about. Awful. What are the kind of thoughts are those?
Working at Taco Bell. I mean, it's not bad. Yeah, it's a good job.
I know. A job's a job,
but
not really one you look forward to, at least.
Yeah. A lot of people hate those jobs. I would hate working at the state hospital because, like, people would just put you in a bad mood because they hated working there. I hated working there, too, but once again, nobody knew that.
Yeah.
And they would be like, one, they're like, I fucking hate this job. And I'm like, well, why don't you quit? And they're like, I've been here for 20 years. I'm like, bitch, you should have left like 20 years ago.
They were getting paid like nothing, huh?
No, they were getting paid nothing. They would get a raise and their raise would only go to like their insurance. And I'm like, oh my God. They like take home like $500.
Yeah.
I mean, money is money, but like on $500 every 2 weeks, that's not, you can't sustain a family.
I know. That's only $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
That's hard.
Or those people. I feel bad. And it's like hard work. You work there.
Yeah, I hated it. I think back, I'm like, people were so mean.
Yeah.
those residents were so awful.
Mm.
I remember one time they got into a big old fight because one took someone else's yogurt or something.
The stories you used to tell me from there were crazy, even about, like, the patients there.
Yeah, the patients are...
I could imagine. I mean, it's a mental institution place.
Yeah, there's some that are nice. It's just, like, what they're going through and how their day's going that day.
Yeah. And, I mean... Part of what's going on mentally, that kind of alters it too. Say something clicks and they're like all angry and stuff. And then the rest of the time, they're just like chill.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm like, hi, how's your day?
You're like, you want an extra scoop of macaroni and cheese?
No, you're not allowed to get extra scoops.
No, you should.
In case that you run out.
Make enough food.
I would always burn my freaking hands because like you put water into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the water into the thing so it, like, heats up and, like, keeps the food warm. But you'd have to pull it out, and I would always burn my freaking hands. It would so hurt.
Charlene been through the struggle. She worked as a cafeteria lady. She worked as a hair person, a McDonald's worker.
I worked at Bell's.
Bell's.
As a...
And now she's a mailman.
No, mailman.
A mail lady.
And every time I go to someone's door, they're like, who is it? I'm like, the post office.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Oh, I think we're about to say the same thing.
I
know, go ahead.
I'm so sorry about it. This is supposed to be like season 2, episode 1.
Yeah, we're supposed to come back with a banger.
Better than ever. And Jaden did not get the topics together.
I've been so focused on trying to get all this done and stuff.
This is season 2, episode 0.5, because episode 1 come out next week, better than ever.
No, we're not going to do that.
Hell yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
I'm not going to put this out and be comfortable with being the first episode.
I think it's a pretty good episode. We'll just have to edit it to become right. All right, I think it's about that time in the podcast where we get into our Reddit discussions of the week. Charlene has a pretty good one today. Okay. I'll let her start it off.
So I picked this one out myself. So this one says... me and my wife have an amazing relationship, our marriage, or whatever, because he cheats on his wife once a year.
They have a good relationship?
Yeah.
Because he cheats on his wife once a year. Yeah. Does she know about it?
She does not know about it. Let me finish. I go on a business trip once a year, and that's why I cheat on my wife. Mm-hmm. I don't go with prostitutes.
Yeah,
and
like
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He picks them. He finds somebody and sleeps with them, but his wife does not know.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps it from her because he doesn't want to. He doesn't think that she'll be okay with it.
And he thinks he's proud. He's proud of that because it keeps his relationship good.
Let me keep going.
Okay.
Okay. My friends always say that they want to. I don't even know what I'm reading. I got this off my head, but I saw it. Okay. So he goes, my friends always say that they have horrible marriages, that they wish they could sleep with their other girls and this and that. And, but they don't want to cheat on their wife. He's like, and I just go and do it once a year. And he's like, and I come back feeling better than ever. Me and my wife have an amazing, sex life.
Yeah.
And, but he's like, I won't tell her because she will never go for it. But their marriage is supposedly amazing. But he was like, and I'm a guy, so I just want to F everything. So
yeah, this is what by he's him saying that, you already know he's not like right
he's
in the
not
relationship.
A good guy.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, we have such an amazing relationship because he's trying to justify him sleeping with other women.
That's
exactly
that's what the exact word I was trying to think. I was like, he's probably trying to justify him cheating. He's like, oh, I'm cheating, but my relationship's great. It's doing this when it's probably like a regular relationship. It's not nothing special. Just because you're cheating, it doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, but he's like, it's only once a year, so
he's more than likely doing it more.
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts
on
that?
Idiot people.
Would you ever?
It's so. Being a guy myself, I'm like, damn, there's actually guys out there that are
there's
like
there's actually guys out there that feel entitled to.
Like, there's actually someone out there that's like, oh, yeah, I cheat on my wife, but it makes our relationship amazing.
But
and
she
it makes our
know.
Sex life amazing. It only works if she knows, because then that actually, like, goes hand in hand with making your relationship amazing.
Yeah.
Like, if she's okay with it.
And that's not for everybody. Like, it's not. I would never.
Yeah.
Jaden would catch these hands before anything. But a lot of people, like, they're like, oh, they have open marriages where they go out once a year or once a week or whatever the hell they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they both choose somebody and they go their separate ways.
Yeah. I saw this TikTok where this lady was like, oh, I guess she talks about it all the time. I didn't go on her page, but it just popped up. And she put up a comment. She was like, oh, you let your husband lets you or you let your husband go sleep with anybody he wants. And she's like dancing and she's like, oh, yeah, but. What he does I get to do too, so she gets to sleep with other people too. Open relationships are weird.
They're so weird.
I don't understand it.
I would never.
Me either. That's weird.
Like I said, Jaden,
those are like the same ones that do like swingers, huh?
Yeah.
Swinger.
And they're like, oh, our relationship is so good, but then I'm like, but you guys are like cheating on each other.
It's pretty much like you're not in a relationship.
How could you go home after that and feel like I don't know how, I would go home. Or, say if I was a guy. I don't know how I'd go home with my wife knowing that somebody else was with her.
Yeah.
And somebody else was with me. Like, how do you come back from that?
I don't know. Maybe it's just, the type of mindset or relationship
some people,
we have.
Whatever your kink is, that's your kink.
Yeah, exactly.
But I could never.
Me either. That's weird. And the guy's just, he's trying to justify
He's trying to justify his
gene. We all know.
Yeah.
But let me get into mine. This one's made for you.
Okay, let's see.
Does a 3-year age difference make me a sexual predator? 26 female and 23 male.
What?
I can't believe I'm asking this question, but his parents keep asking me what a woman my age is doing with their son. They said it's not just the age, but the fact that he has a childlike spirit. I don't know what that means. He's not immature at all. My boyfriend stuck up for me saying it's my decision and I want to be with her. I don't care if she's an older woman, etc. I feel fucking ancient. I'm only 26. His sister mentions that she's a year younger than me, and I don't know how that even applies to the situation. She says even with their 2-year difference, she sees him as a kid because he's your brother. Or she's like, because he's your brother, because she sees him as a kid. They're really religious, so I don't know if that has anything to do with this, but I'm also posting here because maybe I'm wrong, and if this relationship is inappropriate, hit me with it. I just need a perspective that's not my family or his family or my friends.
That relationship is like, they're two grown-ass adults.
I know. 23 and 26 isn't that far apart.
I remember, like, coming into, like, meeting Jane's family. I'm like, are you guys okay with my age?
You asked them?
I remember I asked.
I don't remember that happening.
I asked your grandma. I was like,
I didn't know nothing about that.
This is, like, a long time ago. I'm like, are you, do you guys, I was like, do they know I'm older than you? He's like, yeah.
They said that?
No, I asked. Oh. I had asked you, and then I had asked them. I'm like, you guys okay with my age? And they're like, yeah. Then I asked you, I'm like, do they know I'm older than you? They didn't know my age? And you're like, yeah. And for, till Jaden,
I just told him that you were a senior, which you kind of guessed that.
I mean, you could guess. I'm yeah. an old bitch.
Do you feel ancient like that chick?
No, I don't.
I'm pretty sure if you had people going down your throat all the time, how old you are compared to
people him. Used to do that to me. I know what she feels.
I know.
But
I remember.
She is
it.
26 and he's 23.
It's like as soon as I adults. As soon as I turned 18, it stopped.
They would call me a predator. I'm just like, no, like. Me and Jaden are in a consensual relationship. Like, just because our age is, we're only 3 years apart. And if I would have started dating you when I was 18 or like a 19-year-old, starting dating you while you're still in high school, that's weird. But because we started dating when I was 17 and I was still in high school, I feel like it's perfectly normal.
Yeah. And that's what I see with this. They're both 20 years old because you got to look at it like ours, like 14 and 17. Or like 15 and 18 and stuff. That looks weird, but it's not weird. But these ones are, once you look in the 20s or the 30s, it's not a much big difference. Like, you don't really tell.
No.
23 and 26. It doesn't really matter,
like,
at that point.
I remember I was so scared until like the day you turned 18. I was like, oh my God, because I feel like people thought I was a predator.
And that, it, like, once I turned 18, everybody stopped making jokes and everything.
Like, thank the Lord. But like, that's how people like, and it's not that I was a predator or anything. It's just like, we found each other in high school, and I'm not going to feel bad for it.
Yeah.
And so I'm very grateful I found you. It's just like, I think if I was a 19, like, let's say we never talked in high school, and my 19-year-old ass went after your, like, your 16 self.
It would be weird if you, like, graduated and you're still trying to, like, get with high schoolers.
Yeah, that'd be weird. I've known people in high school go after middle schoolers.
Yeah.
And that's weird. But, like, them, she is an adult, and I have a childlike spirit. Like, I really do. And so imagine, like, people saying, like, that about me and you.
I don't know. I think it's because with them, I think it's because his family is religious. But at least it's good that he's sticking up for her.
Sticking up for her, yeah.
He could just stay there on the sideline letting her get beat.
What do you think about it?
I think it's fine. It's perfectly fine.
They're two grown-ass adults.
Yeah, it shouldn't even matter.
How old is the dad versus the mom? I bet you she's a lot older.
Yeah, I bet you. Back in the day, that shit was normalized.
So, what the hell?
Who knows?
It just makes me so mad. I just can't believe it.
But girl, if you're listening to this, don't even stress about it. You guys are in your 20s. Why does it even matter?
You make your own money. He probably makes his own money. Don't even stress about anything.
And then the sister has the audacity to say, oh, because he's like a kid. He's like a kid, yeah, because he's your fucking brother.
Also, men don't develop like women.
Yeah, exactly.
They're very immature.
And the brother was 2 years younger than him?
Two years younger than her.
No, the sister. 2 years younger than the sister. He's 3 years younger than the girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's, I don't know. They're all, the whole family's dumb.
I know. Like, how would you feel? How would you feel if you were older than me?
Like, if, say, our ages changed?
Reversed.
I think it's weirder when the guy's older than the girl.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's pretty, like, pervish.
I don't know.
When it's the girl's older than the guy, it's kind of like a, I don't know. There's not really anything. But when the guy's older than the girl, then it looks kind of weird.
This goes like, okay, so I was watching a news thing the other day. And this, she was 12. Mm. Goes into the hospital to have her baby with her 24-year-old boyfriend.
She was 12?
She was 12.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's like predator.
Yeah.
They didn't think of course, she's a kid herself. Mm-hmm. And this dude didn't even think anything about it. They just went in, thought they were going to have the baby and walk out. They walk in and the people in the hospital are like, what the fuck? Like, this is the dad to the child and your family is okay with it. These people even had a baby, what's it called? A baby shower for her.
Really?
Yeah.
And the family was okay with it.
The family was okay with it. But, like, I've been in, like, I remember being, like, in high school and, like, my friends, but girls in school talking to older, like, older guys, like, a lot older. I'm like, what the hell do these old-ass men want with these young kids? They're just predators all around. So it's, like, a lot different. There's, like, a huge, there's a huge age difference. There's a mental age difference as well.
Yeah.
Versus these two people that are grown, can make their own decisions, don't need their family interrupting with anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It's so crazy. And, like, versus, like, me and you. Like, I feel like me and you have always had a good relationship. Like, we've helped each other.
Yeah.
Like, I helped you grow up. I've helped, you've helped me get through things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, it's, I don't know. I think it just depends on the relationship.
But, yeah, I think it's, if the guy's older, it looks a lot weird. But since the girl's older,
what if we would have? What if you were like my age and I was like, let's say you were the senior and I was a freshman?
Then that's weird,
I guess, because I've never seen senior
there's
guys.
There's this whole stigma where how the guy seniors go after the younger girl freshmen, and I think that's weird as fuck.
But I was a senior and you were a freshman.
But it's fine.
But also, like, I feel like me and you were meant to be.
Yeah, I guess that's how you have to look at it.
Thank you guys for coming in to season 2, episode 1.
Charlene is not happy with this episode. I think she's putting too much pressure on this episode, but yeah. I think we're talking long enough.
Yesterday I had a long day at work, so I still feel like very out of it. Like
she still seems pretty grumpy.
Yeah, I was sleeping and then somebody woke me up.
Yeah, me. Because I miss her. I have to talk to her in the morning.
He's like, you're sleeping for so long. I'm like, it's 8.
And I was up since 6. Gotta give me a break. But we're going to let you guys go. If you're a listener, go check us out on YouTube.
Yes.
And all our social media, as
and
always.
And if you're new, welcome. And if you're not new, welcome back. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really appreciate you clicking. If you see us pop up, clicking our video and stuff. And even if you find us on Apple Podcasts, thanks for giving us a listen.
Yeah.
But we want to thank you guys for watching. We want to thank you guys for listening. Check us out on all social medias at Young Excellence Podcast. I hope you guys enjoy the renewed audio. And we promise next episode will be a lot better because I was just trying to take care of all this to make it look good. I didn't really have time to put down the topics and stuff to make it sound like have a better format for the podcast.
And but, I'm sorry, I just had like a long freaking day at work yesterday and the day before that. And so I'm like pretty out of it today.
Yeah, so give us a break, guys. We'll come back better than ever. Well, but I think this is a pretty good comeback.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
We had a really good comeback. And thank you guys for always
I'm super excited. It feels good to be back.
Yes, it does.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace.